World of Warcraft better than TV? Speaking of the boob tube, every TV network is looking for that new quirky show that audiences will just adore, be it another reality dating show or another series about people with paranormal powers. Tonight, CBS goes out on a limb with a show called Viva Laughlin. It's about a Nevada casino where the characters break out in song. TV critic Andrew Wallenstein warns this can be very dangerous territory.
Now, before I say anything about Viva Laughlin, let me warn you. CBS does not want to categorize the show as a musical, but rather a drama with music. Well then, I am happy to report that Viva Laughlin is not a failure, but rather a show with absolutely nothing going for it. Now, they make the distinction because the characters don't belt out original songs. They actually sing along karaoke style to popular tunes. But I don't think that's the real reason CBS is making such a creative classification. A musical TV series is bound to conjure up comparison to Cop Rock, a 1990 show that may have pretty much killed the genre. Not hard to believe considering the show featured singing policemen and perpetrators. Nevertheless, TV continues to experiment with the musical, and sometimes it can be quite successful. But before I tell you who got it right, it's probably worth examining just how Viva Laughlin goes horribly wrong. Lloyd Owen plays Ripley Holden, a Nevada casino owner with mounting problems. An investor who pulls out of his latest venture winds up dead, and a rival owner has his eyes on the property. That antagonist is played by none other than Australian film actor Hugh Jackman, who is also executive producer of the show. Leave it to him to get an entrance set to the sounds of the Rolling Stones.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man
of
wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul and faith.
Strip away the music, and Viva Laughlin is a rather humdrum murder mystery. Layer it back on, and it seems like the proverbial lipstick on a pig, doing little to make it better. The problem is the tone. A good musical punctuates the emotions of its characters, but this show is so flat it just feels out of place. American audiences are very choosy about their TV musicals. There is, of course, the Disney Channel mega-hit High School Musical, but that doesn't count because those are TV movies. In series form, it's only after a show establishes itself that it could really play with the genre. Comedies in particular have done it well. Late in their runs, The Drew Carey Show and That 70s Show experimented with the form. On its own musical episode last year, the NBC comedy Scrubs featured a patient who hallucinated her reality as one big, well, take a guess.
'Cause if you think we're singing, you belong at sacred
doctors, nurses, patients, dead guys.
In an ironic wink-wink kind of way, the occasional musical foray works on TV. But doing so week in, week out is a much more difficult feat. After watching Viva Laughlin, I'd expect we won't see others try it for quite some time.
I was puzzling you with the nature of my game.
TV critic Andrew Wallenstein is an editor for The Hollywood Reporter.
I watch with glee while you kings and queens fall for 10 decades for the gods.